Vayter in Shas, we are in Chulin Daaf Nun Tes. Pick it up by the top ish of the page, by the Mishnah. About the Mishnah. Zog the Eilige Mishnah. Simane Behema V'chaya Nemru Min HaTorah. The Simanim of the Behema and Chaya are mentioned in the Holy Torah. Says Rashi, D'chsev Zos HaChaya. All right, the Pasuk says, pretty straightforward. You want to know what you can eat, what you're not allowed to eat? The Pasuk says, Zos HaChai Shetochlu. This is what you can eat. In a behima asher ala aretz, kol mefresas parsa v'shashas chesa, prasas malas gira behima osa tochelu. Right, it's got to be a split hooves, separated hooves. Choose its cut among those animals you're allowed to go and eat. V'simani ha'of lo enemru, but the simani of an oaf, it does not say. Aval amru chachamim, the chacham taras, kol of adoris tarme. Any animal which is doris, which is a ochiz bitziporno v'magbia menakarka mashochal. It grabs with its claws, and then it brings it up, and it goes and it eats it. What it eats, that's going to be something which is no good. Kol sheyeshlo etzba yisera, any bird that has an extra etzba, an extra toe, v'zefek, and it has a crop, its gizzard can be peeled. Tahor, it's going to be tahor. This extra toe is the one that goes behind it. It's in the opposite direction. That's in terms of the toe. Vizefek, when it talks about its crop, it has like it's like an organ that branches off the esophagus. It stores the food until the digestive tract is ready to receive it. And the gizzard can be peeled means that the skin that lines the inside of the gizzard can be peeled away from the flesh of the gizzard. That's also the pouch in which the food is ground up. If it has these things, and it's also not a doris, then it's considered a kosher animal. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Omer, Kol Ofa, Cholik, Asraglov Tame. Any bird that parts the toes of its feet is not kosher. Rashi says that Hacholik Raglav Mefarsh Vegemar Kishama Amido Alachut, and you put on a string to stand. No sin stay, it's supposed to be kind of stay, but Stein Bekan. Puts two toes in front and two in back. Tame, but Rashi says, Beadoshu Doris, it's known to be that it is Doris. Ubechagave Yami Delicious. And we're here with grasshoppers. Kosheishlo Arbor Raglaim, any type that has four legs. The Arbor can define in four wings. The Katsulaim and two jumping legs. Ukanafas Chofim is Ruvo, and the wings cover the majority of its body. It's kosher. Biosom or Shmo Chagov, and its name has to be Chagov. Ubedagim, when it comes to fish, Kol Sheishlo Snapir V'Kaskas says that it has fins and scales. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Kaskasim U'Snapir Echad, it's got to have two Kaskasim and one Snapir. Right, Kaskasis, Snapir is one, Kaskasis, Lashon is two, as opposed to just Kas. So it's got to be two scales and one fin, and then it's good. Ve'elohin, Kaskasim, what are they? Hakavuin bo, the ones that are on the fish itself, they're attached to the fish, as again known as the scales. It was Snapirim, what's a Snapir? Haporech behen, it helps it go into kind of like fly, Rashi Shatpem alamayim, meaning it glides through the water with it. It's called fins. Tanu Rabbanan, Elohim, Siman behem, what are the signs of an animal? It's kosher. Ko behem, my friend, his parents said, it's split hooves. It chooses cud that you could eat. Ko behem, shamala gera, and malas gera goes and brings it back up. It chooses cud. Be'adu, she'en la, she'naim lamalu Torah. Any animal that chooses cud definitely does not have upper front teeth, and it is kosher. Frank the Gemara, Klalahu, is that really true? That's the rule. Vahare Gama, what about camel? Dumaila Gerahu, Vein Lo Shinaim Lamaila. It does bring up its cud, and it has no upper front teeth. Even though you just said that anything's Miles Gera, you know that it doesn't have upper front tooth. Vitamin, yet it's not kosher. But you say that things are going to be kosher. No, Gamal Nive Islay. A camel, it does. It has canines in its upper jaw. Oh. So it doesn't have totally all the upper teeth, but it does have some upper teeth. And therefore, that's going to be something that is not kosher. All animals that have no upper front teeth are kosher. It's still going to be a true statement. For a Ben Gama, what about a young camel? The Nive Nami Lesle? It doesn't have the canine separate jaw, but it's not kosher. Vesu, and furthermore, Hare Shafan Varnevis. What about the Shafan Varnevis? And these are like some styles of rabbits. Tamales Garian, they do chew their cud. Vieshlam Shinaim Lamalo Tameim, and they have upper front teeth, and yet they're not kosher. I just want to remind you, chewing its cud, what it means is, we discussed that, is that it's the, when it has four different chambers of the stomach, four different stomachs, and it brings it back up, and it goes back in, and it brings it back up, goes back in, and that stuff is called cud. So here we see they do such a thing, Vieshlam Shinaim Lamalo Tameim, and they do have these, they have upper front teeth. And they're not kosher. So it goes against it. You said that any animal that brings up its cud has no upper front teeth and is kosher. Not only that, is the idea of not having teeth, the upper front teeth written in the Torah is one of the things of kosher animals. Why is he talking about this at all? This is what it means to say. Any animal that doesn't have upper front teeth. Work at the opposite direction. Any animal doesn't have upper front teeth, then you know it chews its cud and it split hooves and it's going to be kosher. Right, so you can actually, it's a good way of checking to see if it doesn't have these upper front teeth at all, then you're going to know that this is going to be some kosher animal. If a lift look papyrus was there, let him just check its hooves, see if they split. When he then he's going to know that the animal is going to be kosher. We're going to learn about the fact that any animal that split hooves is kosher, except for a pig. So if you're able to go and if you know what a pig is, then just check the hooves. Why you got to go and open its mouth and check inside? You go try your prices. Chatuchos. Another price is talking about a case where the animal's legs, its hooves are chopped off, and we're not able to check it. Rav Chista. Rav Chista. Someone's walking in the midbar. You find the animal's hooves are cut. Check in its mouth to see. If it doesn't have the front upper teeth, upper front teeth, then you know it's kosher. But if not, if it does have these teeth, then, you know, it's going to be Tameh, Ubalvachi, Yakir, Gamal. This is assuming, though, you know what a Gamal is. Because a camel lacks upper front teeth, but it's still not kosher. If you don't know that this is not a camel, then you can't rely on this thing over here. So you have to know what a camel looks like. Gamal nivi islay, but a camel has canines in its upper jaw. So even one who can't identify a camel should be able to rely on just checking the teeth. Right, just you'll see that it has teeth over there. There's the canines. You have the front ones, and you have the ones that are front backer, and those are still. So I don't care if I know what a gamal looks like. Elo bilvachi yakab ben gamal. No, what it means is that you can recognize a young camel, which doesn't even have canines in its upper jaw. Lavar met ika ben gamal. Did you yourself not say that there is the young camel, which is representing a exception to the rule that any animal without upper front teeth is kosher? Maybe there's also other animals that also we don't know about that are similar to this young camel and that it lacks upper front teeth and yet still non-kosher. How can anyone who doesn't see an animal's hooves assume, simply because of its upper front teeth, that it's not a young camel? And there's honey on camel that is still going to be kosher, maybe something else. Looks like that doing to thought that. The Tanit Verbi Yishmal. Esa Gamal Kimala Gerahu. The Pasuk says this is what you should eat from among the animals that chew their cud, that have split hooves. The camel, right? That you should not eat the camel because it chews its cud, but it doesn't have a split hoof. Shalit Bo'olama Yodea. The ruler of the world knows. Shein Lechadaver Maila Gerahu Vitami Ela Gamal. You do not have an animal that brings it, chews its cud, but it's not kosher. Because lacking its hooves, except for the camel, right, and the shafanyar nevis, right, the ones that the pasuk says afterwards. Levikach, part well, because of who, therefore it says he, the camel, and the shafanyar nevis, I mean it, is going to do such a thing that chooses because of the split hooves. It, and then there's nothing else. So, the only thing you have to know is if it's a camel, if you know what a baby camel looks like. Otherwise, you can check this test, and it's a foolproof test. Someone's walking along the road, and someone finds his mouth is all messed up. He's not able to check about the teeth. It's all, as Rashi says, it's all cut up. So you don't know what's going on there. Both of them, say, you can check its hooves and then check if it's kosher. If it's split hooves, then you know it's kosher. As long as you know what a pig looks like, because that's one that has split hooves, but doesn't show its cud. Therefore, the one that's an exception to the rule. Lava Martika Chazir. What do you mean? But you said there's a Chazir. You cannot mean a Chwin and a Chazir. Maybe there's another type of animal that's similar to Chazir, and therefore it's going to have a split of not true its cud. How do you know it's going to be kosher? Lo Sagadaitach. The Thunder Rabbi Shmuel. That's a Chazir. Ki Mafris Parsahu. Pasuk explicitly says, you shall not eat the chazir because it has split hooves, but it doesn't chew its cud. The rule of the world knows there's only one animal that has split hooves and doesn't chew its cud, and that is the pig. Who, therefore, it's specifically specified by saying who in itself. Let's say you had someone walk in the midbar. Now you can't check its mouth, you can't check its hooves. What do you do? Bodek bibsara, you could check its basar. Rashi says a kamim afar sheikha, we can see exactly where it is you're gonna go and check. Im mahalich shasi ve'eriv b'yidushi tahara, if the, it's like we see the muscles run length and cross, like shasi ve'eriv, they have like this crisscross pattern, it's gonna be kosher. V'im la b'yidushi tmei, and if not, then you know that it's not kosher. But vachiyakir arut is assuming you know wild donkeys, because a wild donkey is the only non-kosher animal, but the muscles and the part of the specific area are going to say, go shasi va'arif, and therefore, if you don't know, you have a problem. But if you do know what the arut, the wild donkeys, and every other animal, if you just check the muscles that's going shasi va'arif, that's going to be kosher. La, v'amartika arut, what do you mean? We have an arut. You can't have a mina achrina. Maybe there's another animal similar to the arut that also has this type of pattern, it's not kosher. Gimirei deleka. No, we have a tradition that there is no animal other than that. Vehi about the where exactly do you check if it's going crisscross? In the flanks of the tail. Rashi explains that what this is talking about is that, like, under the tail, it's by the hip bone of the kosher animal. There's a muscle that peels from the bone, both shasi va'arif, it goes crisscross. Some of the muscle goes down the leg, some across the leg, and that's, if you have that, then it's going to be kosher. Siman Echaya, the simanim of Echaya was said in the Torah. Tanah Rabbanan, Elohim, Siman Echaya. What's the simon of Echaya? Echaya b'chal behema, he was simanim. Echaya is the same thing, other behema. An undomesticated animal, who? Undomesticated animal. Right? So what are you asking over here? Says Rashi, Kushahi, the Hak Siv, Zosachaya, Uksiv, Simana Basena, gives the Simana right afterwards. So what are you asking over here? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Zera, peep, turn the page. Nun Tesma base, Lahatir Chelba. It's talking about the distinguishing characteristics of a chaya as opposed to a behema, that what? Tamatir the chaylev. How are you getting the difference between a chaya and a behema? It says Rashi, v'achi kamar, elu simanam chaya, l'ishchav mutter. We know the chaylev, the fats of a behema, are aser, shuman's mutter, that's mutter fat, that's in everything. Chaylev of a behema is aser, chaylev of a chaya is mutter. So how do you know? V'achi kamar, elu ain't simanam chaya, shechalva mutter. How do you know the simanam of what's called a chaya? That's going to be mutter. Kol sheish la karnayim et lafim, any animal that has horns and split hooves is a chaya. Says Rashi, l'kamim v'farsh, t'lafim tziporne ha'prasos. Rabbi Zosa amar, yesh la karnayim. If it has horns, you have to check whether it has split hooves. That's a siman muvaku that it has these horns over here. But if it has split hooves, you still have to check to see if it has horns or not. Right? Because there can be a behemoth with split hooves, look like there's a v'chaya, but no behemoth has horns. Of a chaya. The keresh, and in reference to the keresh, Rashi says chaya here, the coming first, the type of animal, it's a type of chaya. It will explain the afa pisha ain lo ella karenachas mutter. Even though it only has one horn, it's still mutar. Oh, the unicorn. Okay. Unicorn meaning it has one horn. Okay. Klalahu? Is that really the rule, that having horns and pointed split hooves is going to make the chaylev kosher? Pardon, I skipped the word. V'arayez. Is that really the general rule? V'arayez. What about the goat? It has horns and has split hooves, but it's still the chaylev is aser. At the hooves of the goat, they look like pointed hooves of a chaya. But the Torah says that the chaylev of a goat is aser. Kruchos beina. No, we need that the horns be kruchos. They have to be layered. Rashi says, gildi, gildi, klipa, klipa, gain karne ashor, like that of a shore of an ox, if you want it to be called a chaya. So the goat's horns are not like that. They're not layered. Very sure. What about a shore, the kruchos v'chelba aser? An ox, the horns are layered, and its chalev is still aser. That's what you're talking about, Willis. Chayrugos being on, no, it needs to be that they have grooves. Rashi says, Maleos pegimos charitzin, carnier belaz. Carnier belaz, Rashi says, sadduk, like it has these like cracks that are going on. Or to be that of a chaya, and the ox's horns are smooth. Vareyes, what about that of a goat? The charukos chelba aser. A goat's horns are smooth, yet it's still aser. Mifutsalos beina, no, we need it to be that is mifutsal, that it is branched. Rashi says, Forkirsh belaz, forkirsh, mifutsalos, which brings back to mifutsalos. And if it want to be a chaya, to show it's a chaya, and the goat's horns are not branched like that. They're like the, okay, like that is of a deer. The aray tzvi, what about a tzvi, a deer? The mifutsalos v'chalva mutter, the horns are not branched. Yet its chelev is mutter. It's not to be a chaya. Rashi says it's svi dem futzalos. Lo yadana meika amar daha vadim futzalos and the arm of futzal. Vneir beina shema anu korin svi lo yahim korin svi. Elo osan in the korim steinbuk v'karnayim shalom inim futzalon. So it's not really a deer. It's a steinbuk. Another type of animal here, like an ibex or a gazelle, something of the sort, but actually not a deer. Says the Gemara, okay, chaduos bina. Now we need it to be that they're rounded in order for it to be a chaya, and that of a tzvi, whatever the animal is, are rounded, but of a goat are not. The of a goat are broad and they're flat and they're more than round. Unbranched horns are that characteristic of chayas only when they're rounded in the cross section. Therefore, since some chayas have branched horns, some have unbranched horns, then let's take a look at this. Hecha de mifaltzla, where they're branched, lo dina velo diana. Then there's, you know, for sure this is a chaya, and it's going to be good, and it's the chelev is kosher. Hecha de lo mifaltzla, right, you don't have to check anymore, it's going to be good. But where it is, because there's no behemoth that has branched horns. It's not branched, then it has to be layered, rounded, and grooved in order to be considered a chayav. The mifla cherkayu. And this idea of grooved is only when the grooves are close together that they merge one into the next. She says, chabitze and tchufos of smuchos and mufloins, as they get swallowed up one to the next. V'hainu sveika de'iza karkus. And this definition of a chaya's horns brings up the question about the status of the karkus goat. Rashi says shakarin of chadurus charukos masapkalon kivin the chadurus charukos chayahu odema kivin deshmo eiz min behemahu. We thought on the one hand it has these type of characteristic that seem to say that it's a chaya, but the name of it is an eiz, eiz a karkus, therefore maybe it is a behema. Ha'iza karkus, there was this karkus, the Have Bay Reish Galusa, that's by the house of the Reish Galusa, the Akar Melotzana, the Tarba Mina, from which a basket full of chelev was pulled out from it after it was shechted. Rashi's Acha Shechita Hutziu Mimea, they took all the stuff. Rav Achai Aser, Rav Achai said, it's Asetit the chelev. He's saying clearly it's an animal, a behema. Rav Shmuel Berei the Rebbe Avo, Achamene, did he from it? Must be saying that it was a Chaya, Kari and Nafshei, Rav Shmuel, the son of Rebbe Avo, he said about himself the following pasuk: Mipri pi ish tishba bitno, with the fruits of a man's mouth shall his stomach be filled. Right, that is what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, listen, b'schar sheshamati v'kibalti shumoter bitni savemin, because of the fact, the schar of me learning these ideas, I learned that I was mekabel from this mutter. Now I get to enjoy it. Shalchemitam, they sent a message from there. I mean, from Mary says, "Oh, to Bava." Hilchasak of the Shmuel Bereid Rabbi Avo. Hilchasak of the Chilav of a Karkus is mutter. Vizaro b'Rabbeinu Achai, but be careful with the honor of Achai who asked this Chilav. Shemir Eini Golahu, because he's one who enlightens the eyes of the gola, of the diaspora. Rashi explains, what does it mean to be careful with his honor? That is, linogobo kavod v'lodun lefan of kalacha. Make sure you give him kavod and go back and forth with him. Be done with him in alacha chiyachs until he backs out. V'lo la'atir b'fadav, not to matir in front of him, mashu oser. Shmei ne'golahu. And he enlightens the eyes of the golos. V'keresh afal pi she'en lo ela keren echad muter. Now we went back and said the keresh, even though it only has one horn, its chelov is going to be muter. Am Rabbi Yehuda, keresh tavya debe'eloi. The keresh is what? What is it? It's a tavya debe'eloi. It's a type of deer. Debe'eloi is the name of a forest. Of be'eloi. Tigris arya debe'eloi. And what's a tigris? Tigris is a... Rashi says, Lo isparish lan hecha irinon bay. He doesn't know where this creature Tigris is mentioned, that he now has to go and describe what it is. But he says that it's a lion of Be'eloi. Amar Rav Kahana, Tisham hasa have beinuna leuna dar hiar de Be'eloi. There are nine amos that are between the two ears of this lion of Be'eloi. Rav Yosef, that's very big, by the way, right? It's about somewhere between up to 18 feet between the two. Shisa Amasa have a mashche the tavi the Be'eloi, and 16 opposite length of the deer of Be'eloi. So it's quite a large animal here. Amar Le Kisa Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, the Caesar once said to Yeshua ben Chananya. There are a number of discussions that happen between the Caesar, the Roman Caesar, Hadrian, and that of Yeshua ben Chananya. One of them is like this: Elokechem ka'ariyeh mesil. Your God is considered like a lion, like his reference. Dichsev, as a pasuk says, Ariyeh shug mi lo yira. The lion roars. Who wouldn't be scared? Rashi says, Kach Hashem Elokim daber mi lo yira yinave harei shenim shalom. Like, of course, he's going to go and say that which came to him. My revuse. Now, what's so great about your God then? Parsha katil Aryeh. We know that a Parsha can kill an Aryeh. Rashi says, Adam Gibor Horigis Aryeh. A strong man can kill a lion. Amar he says, Lav Kai Aryeh Mesil. No, he's not like a regular lion that you're familiar with. He's like, what? Kari de Be'eloi Mesil. It's likened to the lion of Be'eloi. Amar Lei, so the Caesar says to him, really, I'd love to be known to Mixte Lei Niale. Show me this lion. Rashi says, La Aryeh de Be'eloi. I don't even believe it exists. Amar Lei, Lo Matzis Chazis Lei. Trust me, you don't want to see this. Like, you won't be able to handle it. Amar Lei, you can't handle the truth. Amar Lei, Ibra Chazina Lei. I can handle it. Rashi says, Emes and Iroza Liroso. You must show it to me. Okay, so he davened, and what happened? It came from its place. When it was about 400 parsa, which is 1,000 miles away, it started to roar, and all of the pregnant women had miscarriages, and the walls of Rome fell. When it got 300 parsa away, it did another roar. The teeth of the men there started to fall out. The molars and the front teeth fell out. He also fell off of his throne and fell to the floor. Amalei says to him, I beg you, please pray that it goes back to its place. He prayed and it went back to its place. Maral clearly understands to be a mushel. It didn't literally happen like that, but anyway, you don't want to mess. Another story time. You know what? I want to see your God. Amalei, lo matzis chazis lei. You can't. You won't be able to handle it. Amalei, ivra. I can. Okay? I can. Beep, turn the page. Samachamalav. Chazinalei. Show him to me. Azel, okme lahade yoma betkufas tamas. So what did he do? He turned him towards Rashi says, lahade yoma neged hashemesh. He turned him to opposite the sun during the summer. Amalei, istakabe. Take a look. Look into the sun. Amalei, lo matzino. I can't do it. It's too bright. Amalei, yoma dechad misha moshe dekaima kamei dekucha brichu. You're not even to deal. You can't even deal with the sun, which is just one of the servants that's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amarta lo matzino listakala. But he said, I can't look at it. Shechina lekol shekin. How are you going to see Hashem? You can't even handle his servant. Clearly not able to handle Hashem himself. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show y'all a great, great day.